Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Members of the U.S. House's far-right Freedom Caucus are continuing to speak out against the debt ceiling deal proposed by President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. NPR's Vincent Aquavino has more.
At a gathering outside the Capitol, Chip Roy and other members of the Freedom Caucus urged fellow Republicans not to vote for the proposed debt ceiling deal.
We will continue to fight it today, tomorrow, and no matter what happens, there's going to be a reckoning about what just occurred unless we stop this bill by tomorrow.
When reporters asked if that means some Republicans will try and vacate the House Speaker from his position if the deal is passed, Congressman Dan Bishop raised his hand. Top negotiators on the GOP side who helped craft the bill remain optimistic it will pass through the House. The vote could happen as early as Wednesday. Vincent Aquavino, NPR News.
A controversial gas pipeline would be approved under the debt ceiling agreement reached between the White House and Republican leaders. NPR's Jeff Brady reports if Congress passes the deal, the Mountain Valley Pipeline would move natural gas from West Virginia to North Carolina.
The 300-mile-long pipeline has faced a series of legal hurdles as backers sought approval to cross waterways and the Jefferson National Forest. Pipeline opponents were surprised to learn approval was included in the debt ceiling negotiations. Gene Sue with the Center for Biological Diversity calls it a moral failure for President Biden and Republicans to force a decision between defaulting on the national debt or approving the Mountain Valley Pipeline.
It is a climate bomb, an absolute travesty and health threat to every community in its pathway.
Oil and gas interests welcomed the deal, saying the pipeline would bring needed gas to the southeastern U.S. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
North Korea launched what appears to be its first military reconnaissance satellite. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul the launch triggered warnings in Japan and South Korea.
Air raid sirens blared in Seoul and cell phone alerts told citizens to prepare to evacuate the city. Another message later said the first one was sent in error. Japan's government, meanwhile, warned that a North Korean missile was heading towards the island of Okinawa and urged people to seek shelter. It later lifted the alert. North Korea had notified Japan and the International Maritime Organization it would launch the satellite between May 31st and June 11th. Pyongyang has said it needs the satellite to keep an eye on what it sees as hostile military maneuvers by the U.S. and South Korea. Nuclear envoys of the U.S., South Korea, and Japan warned Pyongyang that it would face a stern and unified response from the international community if it proceeded with the launch. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
With a tentative deal on resolving the debt crisis still wending its way through the House, markets were mixed today. The Dow fell 50 points. The NASDAQ was up 41 points. The S&P closed up a fraction. This is NPR. Wildfires in eastern Canada are forcing the evacuation of more than 16,000 people. Emma Jacobs reports fires are burning in the provinces of New Brunswick and in Nova Scotia near the city of Halifax.
So far, the fire in the Halifax region has burned more than 200 structures, mostly single-family homes. Halifax's fire chief, David Meldrum, says it's not yet possible to say when evacuees will be able to return.
We understand how terribly upsetting it is for people who are outside of this area and don't know what's happened to their properties and don't know when they come back. And we will work as quickly as we can.
Meldrum also says there has been an increase in the number of emergency calls for respiratory problems and that residents of areas that haven't been evacuated should stay indoors to avoid heavy smoke. For NPR News, I'm Emma Jacobs in Montreal.
Police are searching for three gunmen who they believe opened fire along a crowded South Florida beach promenade, wounding nine. Police in Hollywood, Florida, say the three ran from the scene during Monday night's chaos along the city's popular beach area. Two people who were involved in the altercation that led to the shooting have been arrested on firearms charges. Police say five handguns have been recovered, including two that were stolen. Police and witnesses say the shooting began after two groups began fighting. Some of the groups drew weapons and fired, with some of the shots hitting bystanders. There's also heavy police presence because of the crowds. Hollywood, Florida is between Fort Lauderdale and Miami. Crude oil futures prices fell today, plunging more than 4% to end the session at $69.46 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.